Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Rudolph and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by Williams. Pepitone fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pepitone. Cranepool moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Aspromonte scores. Foley moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley moves to third. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Callison scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crane Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crane Poole for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromontii hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontii fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McAndrew, and towards Aspromontii, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote bunts in front of the plate. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. McAndrew strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Callison reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Pepitone moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman is walked intentionally. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontii throws towards short. Harrelson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harrelson. Pepitone scores. Callison scores. Hickman moves to third. Rudolph moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Rudolph scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ryan. Beckert moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Callison reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Nolan Ryan. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Singleton chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Singleton. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Callison hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.